Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim. Before Evel Knievel, there was Joey Chitwood, Kitty O'Neill, Cannonball Baker, and a legion of stunt and endurance drivers that thrilled audiences and set records. They were celebrities to a car-obsessed nation, and a few overcame tremendous obstacles to serve as an inspiration.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Before we begin this morning's journey through time, I want to say thank you to the Boys of the Road Crew for our theme song. Need some road trip inspiration? Check out some of their great road trip inspiring tunes at roadcrew66.com. A race car driver from Texas who competed in the Indy 500 multiple times, Joey Chitwood placed in the top five on 7 occasions. He gave up his racing career to run the Joey Chitwood Thrill Show. Sponsored in part by Chevrolet, Chitwood toured for 40 years thrilling audiences as he drove new cars on two-wheels, jumped flaming cars, and did somersaults. Chitwood didn't just run a stunt show. He also crash-tested thousands of cars for General Motors safety investigations. And he set a world record by driving a Chevrolet Chevette on its two side wheels for 5.6 miles. In 1915, Cannonball Baker became an international headline when he set a new transcontinental record behind the wheel of a Stutz Bearcat. He drove a stock Gardner from Los Angeles to New York in the middle of 1924's winter in just over 4 days and 14 hours. Then in 1933, he drove a Graham Page Blue Streak 8 from Los Angeles to New York City in a little over 53 hours, a solo driving record that stood for 40 years. Ken Carter, the Canadian-born daredevil, dropped out of school to perform car stunts and honed his skills at small country fairs to start a traveling act as the Mad Canadian. His multiple attempts to jump rivers and ponds in rocket-powered vehicles led to many injuries, including his death when he overshot a landing ramp. The documentary The Devil at Your Heels chronicled his feats. Lucky Teeter fed his fascination with automobiles by working as a gas station attendant during his teens. Then he landed a job as a test driver for Ford. Those were to serve as the cornerstone for the Earl Teeter Hell Drivers Thrill Show, launched in 1934. This became the first traveling auto thrill show with major sponsors, and by 1936, the Hell Drivers were performing more than 60 times a year at fairs, carnivals, and specialty shows. Teeter was the first stunt driver to drive from ramp to ramp over buses. In 1942, while attempting to set a bus jumping record, Teeter was killed. Multi-talented daredevil Kitty O'Neill was a stunt woman on TV shows like Wonder Woman. Additionally, she performed a variety of driving stunts for shows and broke land speed records, exceeding 512 miles per hour in her 1976 attempt. But this was only a small part of this amazing woman's story. At just 5 months old, she was struck with a simultaneous diagnosis of the mumps, measles, and smallpox that left her deaf. Her mother taught her how to read lips and form words on her own. In the years that followed, she learned the piano and cello, feeling the music through her hands and feet. And then she trained as a platform diver, winning dozens of competitions. Weeks before the 1964 Summer Games in Tokyo, she broke her wrist and came down with a case of spinal meningitis. A few years later, while battling cancer, she began racing motorcycles and speedboats, setting a woman's water speed record of 275 miles per hour. She was clocked at 100 miles per hour and deemed the fastest water skier. Then she claimed the title of world's fastest woman, reaching speeds of almost 600 miles per hour while piloting a rocket car across a dried lake bed in southeastern Oregon. Next, she became an accomplished stunt car driver enrolled, crashed, and raced cars for films such as The Blues Brothers and Smokey and the Bandit. Okay, folks, it's about time to wrap it up for this week. Join us next week for another episode of 5 Minutes with Jim, an adventure through time. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to the Roadrunner Lodge in Tucumcari, New Mexico, a near-perfect blending of the past and present, a living time capsule where the traveler is assured a restful night's sleep after an adventuresome day on Route 66. Thank you for joining us this morning. Until we meet again, mi amigos, adios.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.